Today on Compassion Radio.
Tell me another story. I know there's more people out there that you've heard from over the years.
Around Christmas time this past year, we had a note come in from a lady who had heard about salvation in a church that she had gone through a few weeks before Christmas. Then she started chemo and we brought a bag to her in the chemotherapy lab that she accepted and took home. What we had done with that bag in her life had just encouraged her so much. And what it was the Bible that she opened that had the tract in it. She said, I had a call and tell you folks, thanks so much for the encouragement.
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram spends time with people who live their lives in a missional way, whether it's in a mud hut in remote Africa, a church in war-torn Ukraine, a village in Nepal devastated by an earthquake, or one of the countless Christ-centered ministries in the United States. Bram is there, tirelessly bringing you the life-changing stories of God's love, goodness, and faithfulness. I'm Frank Montenegro, and on today's program, we'll hear part two of a conversation Bram and his wife Sandy had with the Hartmans, a very special couple who've been called to minister the love of God to people who are fighting cancer. It's a powerful story of hope and encouragement, so don't go away.
You were telling me a story last night, Darlis, about one of the men that you met there who saved every memento that came in that gift to the moment he passed away. Tell me about that story.
There was a man who knew for quite a while that he was going to die of cancer. They said they really didn't think they could save him. His treatment was all palliative, just to keep him as comfortable as possible. As he opened his gifts, he put aside some of them that meant something to him when he knew the end was coming. The chemotherapy cap to keep his head warm and the blanket that covered him. And this man actually died laying on his living room couch, but he had all these things that we had given him around him, the blanket on him and his cap on him and his socks on him. And his wife had sent a nice note to us thanking us for being concerned and caring about him.
Tell me a little bit about the people that are helping with this ministry that help you wrap the presents or collect the gifts.
Some of the gifts come in as free will gifts from cancer patients that have been at the chemo lab who have received one of our bags and they want to help us with it. So sometimes we get gifts from them. Sometimes we get them because of our connection on the internet. They see the work that we're doing and we anonymously get a box or a bag of things sent in to us that way. Some people send us cash gifts that let us take that money and buy things that we need for the bag that we're not able to get otherwise. Then we have people who go up and put unwrapped gifts in a large gift bag. My husband and I take them and distribute them, about a group of 10 people wrap for us. And we give them 2, 3, 4 bags at a time to wrap along with bows and paper. And every gift gets wrapped individually inside the bag. And each one has bows on it, so it's all decorated up.
It's like going to Christmas or having a birthday party.
Yeah, and then we get them back, and then we put paperwork in there about our organization and what we're doing and take them to be stored until we hand them out. And then we have a group of people that go down to the chemotherapy lab, 3 men that work for us doing that, and they deliver them and sit and talk with the people down there before they leave.
And what kind of conversations happen with those volunteers that are present with the bags when they're distributed?
They give a little talk about what is in the bag, what it's for, what our purpose is, to try and encourage them and help them in any way we can. We tell them that they can call us on some emergency lines that we have if they ever need to talk to someone and need more encouragement and help.
So you have people set aside to do just the calling and receiving those calls when necessary.
Yeah.
And there's people that just do the wrapping and people that just stuff the bags.
So whatever level of involvement or comfort that they might have about being involved in the project, you plug them in somehow so that everyone has their fingers on these gifts.
Right.
And people receive them, I think, would suspect that there's a lot of love put into all of this. Jim, you come from a history of managing large retail stores over the years. You retired some years ago. What are you finding is important for you about this particular kind of ministry and working together with Darlis?
Well, the whole premise is that we don't cure cancer. We're not asking for a cure. We want to encourage people.
Yeah.
This bag does that.
I don't have a lot of direct contact with these patients because I very seldom go down to the chemo lab myself. It's hard for me to walk all the way up how many floors to get to the chemo lab. You know, I can't do it physically either. But my part is not that anyway. I have people lined up to do that. My part, where I need my encouragement, is just the everyday working on something all week long during the week to get it ready so I have it there when we need it to put in the bags.
Carlos, you told a story a while ago about a young lady who was dying of cancer and had a young daughter. And these gifts were coming to them, and they shared the pleasure of opening these gifts together. What happened as they were doing this?
We had some feedback from a young woman who was 32 years of age, who was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. The doctor said that they would put her in chemo, but they did not know if she would have good results from it. And she was open enough to share this with her 8-year-old daughter because she wanted to know that if she did pass on, her daughter would have a better understanding of what was going on and was happening to her. After she explained it to her daughter looked at her and told her mother that she would like to take some of the ribbons that were on each individual gift and put them in her 2 ponytails and wear them to school every day, a different set of ribbons, so that she'd remember at lunchtime to pray for her mother and what her mother was going through.
It's a treasure to get to hear those stories from those who received your gifts. I'm reminded again that acts of compassion themselves are a gift to the giver. Now, I got to think in a lot of ways when Jesus was out there doing healing, when he was laying hands on people, just the reward for him was being able to touch the people that needed him. We as believers have that ability even today to be able to be healing hands. Now, you mentioned, Jim, that this is not about healing cancer, but I do believe it's about healing something even more important, which is hopelessness. Hopelessness can't go to heaven. You can't go someplace that's full of Jesus and be hopeless. So you're bringing heaven a lot closer to them. And as you mentioned, Darlis, before, there are people that are literally coming to saving knowledge of Christ in their lifetimes that you know of, and they've communicated back to you. I know as a radio ministry that we hear from our people, and when we do, it greatly lifts our spirits. And so I'm always encouraging our listeners to take a moment out just to write us a letter, drop an email, use a form on our website, or send a card to the mail. We want to know what God's doing in your hearts because of the time you spent with us on the radio. And you're telling me that your greatest reward in your ministry is hearing from those who have been touched. It is a great reward.
That's right.
Tell me another story. I know there's more people out there that you've heard from over the years.
Okay. Around Christmas time this past year, we had a note come in from a lady who had heard about salvation in a church that she had gone through a few weeks before Christmas. Then she started chemo when we brought a bag to her in the chemotherapy lab, which she accepted and took home. She said it just touched her that she had nobody else that really cared for her right now in her life. She was very much a lonely person. What we had done with that bag in her life had just encouraged her so much. And she said that the last gift of the 20 gifts that were in that bag that she opened, she saved for Christmas Eve. And what it was the Bible that she opened that had the tract in it. She said, I had a call and tell you folks, thanks so much for the encouragement.
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us.
A survey a while back revealed that the average household in America has 4.4 Bibles in it, with some homes containing 6, 7, 8, or even more copies of God's Word. And that's wonderful. But did you know that there are places in the world where people have never even seen a Bible? That means they are literally starving for the essential life-giving power of the Scriptures. As you may also know, we've done many successful Bible projects over the years at Compassion Radio. This has helped to place over 500,000 of them with believers, pastors, and evangelists. And now as this year wraps up, we are so excited to tell you about our 2018 year-end Compassion Radio Bibles Project. It begins this month, and it is unique in one very important way. For the first time ever, Compassion Radio and this campaign are being underwritten so that every single dollar raised for Bibles goes to that project. Think about that. It's the biggest matching gift challenge we've ever offered at Compassion Radio, and there is no limit to this offer. The more you give, the more goes to the field and the front lines of gospel outreach. So please, pray big with us about this, and then act exactly as the Lord shows you. Make this challenge known to your family and friends. Talk to your pastor, your Sunday school class, small group, or home fellowship. Bring it to your benevolence or missions committee. Pray about where the Lord might have you share this unique opportunity. This year, let's saturate the world with God's Word like never before. If you'd like to help place a Bible or a Gospel of John into the hands of someone who has never seen the Word of God before and wants it, in the countries of India, Nepal, and China, please contact us right now. The number is 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. You can also give at CompassionRadio.com. That's CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word Bibles to 53445. That's Bibles to 53445. And you can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Just be sure to put Bibles Project in the memo on your check. Thank you so very much for anything you can do this month to help us in our efforts to get the Word of God out to those who need it and want it the most. God bless.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. And now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Jim Darlis, is there a particular scripture that kind of guides your work that you do now that brings you a lot of encouragement to be actively pursuing works of compassion at this stage in your lives? Do you have a theme verse you live by?
Having worked in so many areas of work in our church, helping people in different capacities until I wasn't able to do it anymore, it just seemed like I had something hollow in my life that I needed to fill. And as I prayed about it, I didn't get a particular verse to follow on, but I just thought, God's got something out there that I can still do. And then I was invited to a wrapping of a few gifts for someone who had cancer. And I thought, okay, this might be something I can do and help. And I eventually fell into the whole project. And
yes, you did.
Yeah.
Years of training and discipline and giftings that God's given you, now being poured into something you never expected. And I love that kind of serendipity, these kind of divine appointments that God says, this is how I'm going to bring all of this to fruit in this chapter, this season of your life. And it becomes a very beautiful thing. You applied your knowledge of administration and coordination. I can't imagine people saying no to you if you ask them for something. And it's not because you're pushy. It's because you're genuine, you're serving. They know that about you. So when you step up and say, I need your help, people say, yes, ma'am. They step in. And then you get the joy of watching people deployed to go do things they never thought they could do.
Well, we're thankful for Sharon Grammer, who started the program, who has had cancer now for 6 or 7 years and is really struggled through a lot of it. She has stayed faithful. Her and her dad and mom, he's a retired pastor. They're the ones that helped start this. And without their leadership, the idea to go ahead with this, she has done well. We appreciate her so much, yeah.
God still has something for us to do, if we're willing.
And Jim Darlis, this brings me back to the most important lesson I think I want people to take away from this broadcast. Every season has a way for us to serve him and to find joy in him. What's your encouragement to people who might be retired and looking for something? You mentioned earlier you felt like there was a hollow spot in your heart because you couldn't apply yourself like you had before in things you were familiar with. God was gracious, but you had to make that choice to step in and say, I still have something to offer, something to give. What is your encouragement or your word to people who might be looking at retirement or are in it now and wanting to do something meaningful?
I would say that if you don't turn this part of your life over to the Lord when things do change drastically for you and ask him what he has for you next, you're missing a big joy in life. Mm. I don't know what I would do without this project. It just keeps me going emotionally in every way, and I can just feel God in it, and he's more real than ever.
I have seen in a lot of people's lives that joy is the best medicine there is. People talk about laughter being best medicine, but spiritually speaking, joy is something that undergirds even the possibility of finding enjoyment in things. It is the powerful foundation upon which you build hope for the future and willingness to step in even when you hurt, even when there's pain in your life, to be the source of joy for others, becoming a wellspring. That is true joy, to know that you have accomplished something that only God could do in and through you, but you were there too. This is a joint effort, and that God is very pleased and honored to have you join him in the work that he wants to do in people's lives. And I want to encourage those folks that are facing similar situations in their lives. Maybe they're not feeling well, and they want to feel joy even when it's difficult physically for them. I'm praying that God would find a way for them to see his hand at work around them and to join with him in that work. You found yours here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm very glad that I had an opportunity to hear from you first person about what this has done for you. I had no clue that this is how God has opened up new opportunities for ministry. And I'm thrilled for it. As we exit, I'm going to give you both a chance to give a last word here. What would you say to people who are looking to do something meaningful in life, even if they aren't in their retirement years?
Turn it over to the Lord. He'll always guide you to what he wants you to do, if you keep an open heart.
Yeah.
Everybody we've talked to, they have always been very kind, and they always were willing to help us out whatever they can do. Yeah. And some go further than others, but they all do a great job for us. Since we started, we have never been without bags. We've never been without product that we haven't been able to send out to different people. Yeah. We also send out boxes through the mail to different patients around the country. God's blessed us with that ability also. It's just such a pleasure to be able to do this to help people. Even though we don't see the patients ourselves that much, the reports we get back from the men that are taken to the cancer unit has just been spectacular.
I also don't think God ever wanted us to spend the last years of our life not being fulfilled the way he wants to fulfill us. And this certainly covers that.
Yeah. Jim and Darlis, it's an honor to be related to you. But it's also an honor for me to be part of the same kingdom and the same family that God has given us and to learn from you a bit. And I know there are people that are hearing this program out here right now that will resonate with your story saying, I want that for me.
Oh, it would be wonderful if we could get anybody to catch on to this from God and feel they should do it. I mean, you know, a lot of us are in our 60s, 70s that are doing this project because we found, too, a lot of the younger people, they don't think they have the time to spend on it, you know. They don't have to start with the big bags that we give. They can start with a smaller gift right. bag with 5-7 gifts in it.
Right.
These people down there wouldn't really care. They're just glad if we care about them. Right. Something they didn't expect to happen to them, have right. somebody walk in and care about them at one of their worst moments.
Yeah. I want to remind folks that as they're listening to this program, don't forget to stop by the website and check out the notes on our podcast about the Hartmans and their work here. And I'll make sure that links are provided for how you can get in touch with them and learn more about their program. Perhaps what they're doing here in Charlotte is something you want to do where you are around the country. And they could be glad to help coach you through that. And the name of the organization, again, is Fighting Cancer Incorporated. And these sunshine bags, you were calling them, are basically a big shopping bag full of gifts that are presented to every new chemo patient that's going into treatment at the right. center near you. And of course, the compassion came from lives that were affected by cancer. The young lady that inspired this whole project has had to deal with the ramifications of cancer in her own life. God turned the light of compassion on in her. May God turn many more lights of compassion on in people. And I know there are people that are listening to the program that are dealing with cancer as we're hearing that. So I want to make sure that you know that you're not forgotten, that you're being prayed for. And I'd like to go ahead and pray over you now as we close this program. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for the gift of time. And as I've heard from other people who experienced cancer before, that if you have the time that cancer gives you, it refines and focuses the mind and the heart on the things that are most important. And we know that the most important thing of all is you. You're the one that brings joy forever and provides meaning. You're the one who created us. You created our frames. You know what we're made of. You know where we're going. So God, I ask that you would comfort those right now who are experiencing cancer. Comfort the families that don't know what to do to help serve those who are experiencing the cancer. Maybe they're facing loss. Maybe they're worried about not being able to resolve conflicts or connecting with people they love. Maybe they don't know what to do for somebody who's hurting. Lord, you call us all to compassion, so I pray that you would bring some clarity for those who are listening and praying with us right now of how they can step in and step up with courage that comes from your spirit to minister to those who are hurting from cancer or to be gracious and minister to those who don't know what to do to help them while they suffer. But God, also I pray that you would raise up people like Jim and Darlis around this country, around this world, that are willing to step in and comfort those who need comfort. We know from your word that those who comfort will be comforted while they're comforting others and in times of need themselves. So bless these kind of people that are willing to step in and bring gifts and bring love and bring hope to those who are facing the scariest times of their lives. In your name I pray. Amen.
If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. While you're there, go ahead and check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you please consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the encouraging reports Bram brings us from the mission field, both here in the U.S. and abroad. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? Compassion Radio is 100% listener supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com, and when you're there, just click on the donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478, or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION, COMPASSION, to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot. And thanks for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We are so very thankful for you. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.